Hey, I was just laying here thinking about what it is that first drew you to me. And I think that it was my voice. Actually, I know it was. And I really wanted to get back to that and focus on it and do something that is enjoyable for you and maybe just a bit enjoyable for me too. This week, I have been in this place in which possessions have been on my mind, thinking about objects that make me happy, ones that are my favorites, ones that I treasure, and I've been thinking about you and how you think of me. And I have been wondering, do you see me in that way? Am I like an object to you? Not just someone you enjoy, but almost like some thing? Because I want you to see me in that way. At least in this moment, that's what I want. I was thinking about what you would want me to do, how you would want me to be for you, what you would want me to wear, and when, what you would want to hear me say. And I decided that I would snuggle up in my bed and try to do and be all of those things for you to listen to. Because you want me to, and I want to. I know that you like a scene, and I want to set that for you. I have a cup of my favorite tea. Yeah, the cinnamon apple one. It's sitting on my bedside table. I prepared it the way that you like, water temperature of about 90 degrees. I think I know why you want for me to do it like that. Maybe after I'm done. For now, it's steeping while I chat with you. The lights are off, but I have a candle lit. It's quiet here. I got rid of all my distractions, just like you want. I think you might like what I am wearing right now. I'm wearing my black button-up sleep shirt, and I'm wearing black panties. Shocker, I know. But before I got dressed for bed and started recording, I did exactly as I think you would have asked of me. That, sir. I placed my yoga mats out on the floor, and I went through the short little practice that you gave me, placing extra emphasis on the parts that stretch my thighs. And I did it completely, totally naked. That was my own idea. Do you like it? I thought of you sitting cross-legged on the end of my bed, watching me the whole time. I think you want to imagine that you are positioning my body as I move, like an instructor. And I think you like the idea of molding and shaping me with your hands. Is that true? Let you. I want you to do that. I really, really want it. And at the end, I laid out on the floor. I took Shavasana and I laid there intentionally box breathing for 20 minutes. Arms and legs outstretched, tension fully released. Mind wandering at first, and eventually settling into a pleasant state of not really thinking about anything at all. I wanted to do it just like you want me to. I set a timer and everything. When I was done, I put on clothes that I knew. I just knew would please you. And made my tea. And I got my favorite loop. Oh, and I got my vibrator. I really think that you want to use me. And I love that thought. I can't get it off of my mind. It just makes me feel so... I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. To know you want me that way, that you want to listen to me carry out your directions and be such a good girl. I am a good girl. I would do anything for you, sir. I do want to be your object, your absolute favorite thing. I want you to use me. You want me to lay on my back? Okay, I'll do that. And put all of my things within reach somewhere I will know where they are. Okay, got it. You want me to undo half of the buttons of my shirt? I can do that for you too. I am unbuttoning them very slowly. And I am imagining you still sitting next to me. Still just watching. What are you thinking about over there? Do you like what I'm doing for you? Are you wondering with each button when you will be able to see my breasts? I'm halfway there, just like you like. I can dig them out for you. Would you like that? Do you want to see them? I know you like how they distract you from other favorite parts of my body. I know you think they're just the perfect size, and you like how my nipples almost always seem to be hard when you see them. They always make you think about me straddling you and lowering them down to you. So that you can choose one to suck on. And you can never decide which one you want to try first. In the meantime, I seem to recall you like that I am a little bit of a messy girl. So I'm going to be a little bit messy. While you think about which one of my nipples you want in your mouth. I'm rubbing my saliva into one, just alternating my thumb and middle finger, back and forth on either side, dragging the little sticky beads of moisture in a circle just around the outside, just ever so gently. I'm imagining you would be doing that, running your lips opposite one another on either side. And then circling it with your tongue. Do I do the other one? I think you would. Okay. Maybe just for a bit. Oh, am I wet? I'm going to use a little bit of my cum and that little bit of my spit to tease the other one. I bet you like hearing me do this, don't you? Now, you would want me to take my vibrator and stick it under my panties. Yes, sir, I can. Done. And you want me to slowly draw my knees up to my chest and hug them with my arms so that I can imagine the sensation of embracing you or pulling you into me. And you want me to notice how exposed I am to the room, to you. And you want me to embrace that vulnerability. Okay, sir. I can be vulnerable for you. You want me to stretch one of my legs back down straight? And with the knee that remains tucked into my chest, press my hand from that same side of my body against my knee and press it slowly to the opposite side until it meets my mattress. And lay sort of on my side with one hand under my head for now, sort of just collecting my hair while I wonder what else you want to do with me, and the other one free to carry out your direction. Do you like this position? I bet you do. What makes you like seeing me like this? Is it a contrast of how my thighs look in two totally different poses for you? Is it the way my ass is presented to you? Does it just make you want to grab it? Does it make you want to do other things to my body? Just pull aside my panties, showing you where I want you to press your cock into me right now. You want me to choose, don't you? You're not wondering where to finish, are you? You're wondering where I want you to start. Okay, Daddy, I'll choose for you. I want you to take your cock, your throbbing, pulsing, needy cock, and I want you to take some of my wetness with your hands and spread it around your tip. And I want you to press it into my pussy. Oh my. You aren't just thinking about watching anymore, are you? You're thinking about placing one of your knees behind the one that I have pulled up against the mattress, giving me something to press against. Your other knee on the other side of my outstretched leg. One hand on my hip, holding me down. The other taking my hand that's holding my panties aside and teasing my pussy. And you are pulling my hand away. And you're looping your thumb under to take my panties from me. and pressing my hand flat with yours. And you're imagining, slowly, gently thrusting your cock into me. I want to feel your cock. I want to feel you using me in all the creative ways that I know you imagine. I'm surprised that you do not push it all the way in. Not yet. I want you to, but you wouldn't. You were just pressing the tip in and pulling it out. Just teasing me and teasing yourself. Fuck. What's holding you back? Why do you like teasing so much? I want to feel you exploring my body. The inside of my pussy. I want to feel your full length. I want you to push it all the way, like you can't help yourself. Please, press into me and push your cock into me and let my fucking body satisfy you. It's yours to use for your pleasure, baby. I'm yours. Please. Please use me. Please just fucking push your cock into me and claim my pussy. I'm imagining you pulling out and my eyes are closed, and I'm just waiting for you to push back in. But I feel you pull back away from me, and even without looking, I know you're just studying the shape of my body and feeling your lust grow and become uncontrollable. And I feel you pull my panties aside once more. And I smile because I know you're mine. I know something has changed and shifted. And I know that you must have felt yourself getting close just from that little bit of teasing. I love that my pussy can do that to you. And you weren't ready. You weren't ready to come yet at all. You want me to come, is that it? Do you want me to come? I want to come for you, Daddy. I am a good girl. I will do what you want. Oh, fuck. Is that your tongue? Fuck, of course you want to taste me. Of course you want to lick me. Oh, fuck. I wasn't expecting your tongue against my pussy. Oh, fuck, I like being exposed to you like this. I know how hungry it makes you. I want to satisfy that hunger. I want you to use my body to satisfy yourself. Please. Please use me. Please. Please, please, please. Please use me. Taste me. I know you want to know what I taste like. You think about it every time you hear me say I'm tasting myself. I do that for you because I know you like it. I know you like watching me. You have my body situated like you like it. Do you want to watch me come? Look at how fucking wet you've made me. You can't take your eyes off of me. Do you want me to come? You want to stroke yourself while you watch me come, don't you? Do it. I want you to. I want you to bring yourself to the edge, so that when you hear me getting close, and start stroking uncontrollably. I want to be the thing that makes you lose control. I just want to be your fantasy object. Can I? Can I be that for you? I will do anything you want. Anything you say. Just let my body bring you pleasure. Please, please, please. I'm going to try to count down so that you can come with me if you want. 3. And when I get to 1, I want you to imagine you're knelt behind me, just watching me fuck my pussy with my fingers. And I can't help but roll my hips because my vibrator is just... Oh, fuck, it's... It just has me... It has me so close. 2. And when you release, I want you to imagine each pulse... Just fuck. I want you to imagine... Each pulse sending streams of your cum all over my pussy and my asshole and on my hand and my on my panties and I'm so 1 Oh God. Oh fuck. If you haven't come and you want to, I want you to. I want you to close your eyes and imagine coming on me, because I want to be yours. I want to be yours. And you can come on my body, because it's yours, sir. I'm your messy slut, and I want you to take my body and use it for your enjoyment. Did you come? I like that. Just be still and relax now. Listen to the sounds of my breath. I'm stretching the way you love to watch. Why don't you breathe with me while your arousal settles? Use my voice as your source of calm now. I don't just want to be your slut. I mean, I do. But I want to be your place of comfort. Your place of relaxation where you can find peace. Here, I want you to breathe with me. Breathe with me. Feel your arousal eddy and that simmering lust start to cool and settle and start to redisperse from your center out towards your limbs and your fingers and your toes. Stretch out your legs straight under you and lay your arms out to either side. Maybe it's your turn to breathe to a count. Why don't you inhale? 2, 3, 4. Hold, 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 and exhale. 2, 3, 4. And wait. And breathe that way again. Inhale. 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And exhale. Breathing that way, baby. And while you are doing that, think about the arches of your feet and your calves and squeeze them. Will your muscles taut just for a second? And then the next time you exhale, let that tension out. Let them feel loose and heavy. Keep breathing. Think about my naked chest rising and falling. Imagine instead of cleaning your gum off of me, you just put your hand in it, on the cheek of my ass. And while your body shifts from full of that unimaginably energy that my voice inspires, imagine that you take your tongue and lap just a bit off of my ass near your hands. And you let it sit on your tongue, and you lean up to my face. And with your free hands, you press your hand against my cheek and run your thumb, instructing me to turn to face you. And you stick your tongue in my mouth, and I meet yours with mine. And I can taste you. I can taste your satisfaction. I can taste what my body did for you, what it inspired you to do. Imagine taking the hand that is coated in your gum and cupping the breast that is laying against the mattress, gently, gently massaging your release into my skin and nudging my body to the side so that I am laying on my back. And imagine laying your head down on my chest. Imagine resting there. Imagine my hands lightly touching your back and your shoulders, lightly grazing your skin with my fingernails, gently massaging. Make sure your eyes are closed, okay? Remember your breathing. Imagine you can feel the rise and fall of my chest as you breathe. Just tease my nipple with your thumb, spreading your gum around it, just because you want to. Relax with me. Become aware of the tension in your shoulders. And as soon as you notice they are tense, let it go. Just let go. Unclench your jaw. Let your belly rise and fall as you breathe. Let go of the tension in your core. Notice if your temples are holding any stress or strain. Wiggle your jaw back and forth and dispel the tension in your eyelids and your temples. You can go to sleep. Drift off. Let your breathing carry you so far into relaxation that you tip and slip away into blissful rest. Or when you are ready, you can slowly speed up your breathing. Feel your vitality returning, colored with satisfaction and the confidence that comes from knowing that I want to be your favorite plaything and that I want to inspire you. I want to be your muse and your toy, both in equal measure. If that is your choice, then let your eyes peek open. Let this scene slip away into your memory. Make sure you keep it there. I want you to keep it.